Call it coincidence, and some do, but Martin Luther King Jr. was killed in April. So was Abraham Lincoln. Hitler was born April 20th. Patriots Day, commemorating the first battles of the American Revolutionary War, is April 19th. For whatever reason, April marks the beginning of what some terrorism experts consider the killing season. April's violent anniversaries include the federal building explosion in Oklahoma City in 1995, the Columbine High School killings in 1999, Virginia Tech in 2007, plus the federal raid on the compound in Waco, the Boston Marathon bombing, and many more. Organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center even issue April-related violence alerts. Gun violence in America is the impetus for Deborah Nemad's artwork. Deborah Nemad's three-part series, Wasted, grabs you first because works are bold, graphic, like a bullseye. Also, they're tactile. Paper, waxed, crumpled, dyed, printed, and perforated with holes burned into them by a titanium screw.
See, my work is incredibly time-consuming, obsessive. There's a lot of repetition involved in making the work. And so for me to devote the amount of time that I put into the work, I have to care deeply about the issue that I'm addressing.
In this case, gun violence. In Wasted 1, Nemad burned 8,600 holes across three panels, indicating the number of children killed by guns in 2003 through 5. Red threads form a crosshair over each hole, representing a homicide. Black thread indicates suicides.
Just seeing what was happening in the gun industry lobbies buying their way into power revolted me.
Other pieces in the show reflect adults killed and all killed since 2006.
One of the things the gun lobby was successful in doing is prohibiting the government from collecting data about deaths by guns in 2006. So the last available data collected on a national scale were the years that I chose.
Hawaii residents who lived through what's been called the Xerox shootings on Nimitz Highway in 1999 will never forget it.
I can see at least two or three, maybe more.
November 2nd, 1999, 8 a.m., Byron K. Uesugi, 40, also known as Byron, went to the second floor of the Xerox building on Nimitz Highway where he worked. Uesugi shot and killed seven fellow employees before leading police on a chase and standoff in Makiki. He remains in prison today.
It affected all of us.
Do you remember how the community felt after that?
Violated, scared. You know, it's a terrorist act. Australia, they had one mass shooting 20 years ago. They banned guns, and they haven't had an incident since. And I'm not against guns. I am for sensible gun restriction policy.
Mass shootings are defined as involving four or more victims. According to gunviolence.org, 84 people have died and there have been 75 mass shootings so far this year in America. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.